Almighty and everlasting God, who has given unto us thy servants grace by the confession of the true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that thou wouldst keep us steadfast in this faith and evermore defend us from all adversity, who livest and reignest one God, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whose name did we not mention in the collect? One of the...
Mine, I'm sorry.
Okay. Sit in the corner. The name, this is one Sunday where Jesus is not mentioned in the collect. Why is that? Through the liturgical year, we start with Advent 1. We've been through the Christmas season, the pre-Lenten season, the Lenten season, the Passiontide, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, Whitsuntide. Now we come to the conclusion that we've studied all about Jesus, and it comes together in the Trinity, the oneness of God, the three persons of God, and yet inseparable, and yet in a way different. How do we explain the Trinity? Hey, I've got the answer. If I got that in the newspaper, I'd have a crowd. No, I don't have the answer. It's a mystery. The best way to explain St. Patrick, we've heard St. Patrick talk about the three-leaf clover. Each piece is not the clover, but it's part of the clover. So the part of the one into the three manifestations of it. Also, the egg. The shell is not the egg. The yolk is not the egg. The white is not the egg. The whole thing is the egg, and yet there are three parts to it. Today, it's a tradition in the Christian church. It's an old custom to recite the Athanasian Creed. We did the Nicene Creed we used to do. But I want to read the Athanasian Creed here with a preface, and then a reading of St. Athanasius, who was the alleged author of this, but the authorship is an open question, and it doesn't really matter because Athanasius was a champion of defending the faith from heresy, from everything from teaching that Jesus was created, which he was not, and this creed sets that forth. The Athanasian Creed is a Christian statement of belief focusing on Trinitarian doctrine and Christology. Here's another Latin word. The Latin name of the creed, qui quum quae vult, is taken from the opening words, whosoever wishes. The Athanasian Creed has been used by the Christian churches since the 6th century of our Lord. It is the first creed in which the equality of the three persons of the Trinity is explicitly stated and differs from the Nicene Creed and the Apostles' Creed in the inclusion of anathemas, big word, or condemnations of those who disagree with the creed. Widely accepted among the Western Christians, including the Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican Church and Communion, and most liturgical Protestant denominations, the Athanasian Creed has been used in public worship less and less frequently in recent years. It is a long piece. It's very, speak of anathema, so our ears are a little bit too tender to hear it, I guess, sometimes. The creed has never gained much acceptance among the Eastern Church, that's the Orthodox Church. It is commonly used in place of the Nicene or the Apostles' Creed on Trinity Sunday, and is considered by the Anglican Church to be one of the three fundamental creeds of the Christian faith. And forthwith I'll read it. The Athanasian Creed. Whosoever will be saved, before all things it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith. Which faith except everyone to keep whole and undefiled without doubt, he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, confounding the persons, nor dividing the essence. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father unlimited, the Son unlimited, the Holy Ghost unlimited. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. As also there are not three uncreated, nor three infinities, but one uncreated and one infinite. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so are we forbidden by the Catholic religion to say there are three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another, but the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal, so that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in union, in unity, is to be worshipped. He therefore that will be saved, let him thus think of the Trinity. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he who also believed faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man, God of the essence of the Father, begotten before the world, and man of the essence of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, or who, although he is God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. One not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by assumption of the manhood into God, one altogether, not by confusion of essence, but by unity of person. For the reasonable soul and flesh is one man. So God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men will rise with their bodies and shall give account for their own work. And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the Catholic faith. Except a man believe and truly and firmly, he cannot be saved. Yeah, that's why it's not read in a lot of churches, because a lot of churches have gotten lukewarm and weak. But this is what God says, and we have no choice but yet the joy of proclaiming that openly and not trying not to be concerned about what may happen just because we proclaim it. A reading from the letter of St. Athanasius, who is reputed to be the author of the Athanasian Creed. A reading from the letters of St. Athanasius. It will not be irrelevant to examine the ancient tradition and doctrine of the faith of the Catholic Church, which, as we know, the Lord handed down, the apostles preached, and the fathers preserved. For on this tradition, the Church is founded. And if anyone abandons it, he cannot be a Christian, nor have any right to the name. And so the Trinity, which is recognized in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is holy and perfect, and has no adulteration of that which is foreign or external, nor is it compounded of creator and created matter, but it is endowed with the complete power of creating and energizing. Its nature also is consistent with itself and undivided, and its energy and activity is one. For the Father makes all things through the Word and the Holy Spirit, and in that way the unity of the Holy Trinity is preserved. Thus in the Church, one God is preached, who is above all things, and through all things, and in all things. Yes, certainly above all things as a Father, the first principle and origin, and truly through all things, that is in it through the Word, and finally in all things, in the Holy Spirit. When St. Paul was writing to the Corinthians about spiritual matters, he traced all things back to one God, the Father, as to the fountainhead in these words. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of working, but is the same God who inspires them all and every one. The gifts which the Spirit distributes to individuals are given by the Father through the Word. For all things which belong to the Father likewise belong to the Son, so that those things which are given by the Son in the Spirit are true gifts of the Father. Similarly, when the Spirit is in us, the Word by whom we receive Him is also in us, and in the Word is also the Father. And this is the meaning of the text. We, that is the Father and I, will come to Him and make our home with Him. For where there is light, there is also brilliance. And where there is brilliance, there the power and the glory of the light shine out. Paul also said in the second letter to the Corinthians, gives the same teaching in these words. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all. For grace and the gift which is given in the Trinity is given by the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. For just as grace is given from the Father through the Son, so within us the fellowship of the gift cannot be brought about except in the Holy Spirit. If we have received the Spirit, then we have the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit Himself. St. Athanasius. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.